It's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
From the Four Hoes Podcast.
What's up, hoes? Welcome to the Bros Before Hoes Podcast, the number one podcast in the world, according to Vogue India.
Yes, we just love our listeners, and next week we're going to be doing a shoot, so thanks everyone, we love you.
Also, I just want to warn you guys, Jacob's kind of out of it for this podcast, because you might be able to tell from his voice, he's under the weather. Are you currently on medication? Are you sober? What's the tea?
So, it started yesterday morning. I just like felt like my throat was sore, and then today it really hit me hard. I was at school and it was so awkward because for some reason when I have colds, when I blow my nose, it goes when I sneeze on accident, it goes everywhere, and I don't know what to do. So the real tea is that I sneeze in my shirt, but actually there's just a bunch of snot in my shirt. So then when I get home, it's kind of gross.
Oh yeah, that was always so awkward at school. I forgot all about that. How like during cold season, like, you know, when you blow your nose, it's sort of like vulnerable because like you really have to like give your all to like, if you really want to get it all out of your nose, you like really have to blow. And having to do that in front of the whole entire class in silence, like, is kind of awkward.
Yeah, because like, but it started out the first period. I was like, it's kind of awkward. But then I just cupped a couple tissues in my backpack and blew my nose every like 10 minutes. And so I didn't want to keep getting up to get tissues. So then I would just like keep one in my backpack. And it was so fucking disgusting. If I sat by me, I'd puke. Like when I grabbed it out, it was basically just like a wet soaked towel, and it was
kind of almost crunchy.
Yeah, and there was no point in me using it at that point because, like, when I put my hands on it, like my hands went through the paper, so like there was no point. But I still did it. So
oh my god, that's the worst. I'm like kind of scared, not to make this about me, but
I know I'm kind of scared for you too.
I was in Nebraska this past weekend visiting the fam. The fam bam, the family, and I'm not sick. I don't feel sick at all, but I did feel sick. I felt like I had a stuffy nose last week, but I thought it was just allergies. And like, I feel fine though, so I would have already gotten it, right?
Yeah. I think it would have hit you this morning. I feel like if it doesn't hit you by tomorrow, then you for sure don't have it. So, because like this weekend, like everyone was at the house. There was a bunch of people, and I feel like it just... There was like 15 people at the house, and I feel like it just spread.
Oh, I just Googled it, actually. Cold symptoms usually appear 24 to 72 hours after you come into contact.
Oh, so you don't have it.
Also, I got the flu shot. I don't know if that has anything to do with this, but also I've had... I don't know what it is. I don't remember if I've always gotten colds this much, but doesn't it feel like people... Like, I feel like I get a cold so effing much now. Like, they're just part of life almost.
Oh my gosh. So today I was doing some investigating. It literally... I don't know what's happening. I legit, like, I eat healthy. Like, I eat, like, eggs and stuff. And then, like, I did the math. And the last... Okay, so, like, I... So, I think colds are just, like, oh. Like, I'm just like, oh, I have a cold. But some people, like, take them, like, oh my gosh. But, like... Recently, I can't even care that I have a cold. Like, it's not even anything because I went on my motherfucking phone and I did like my research and I had a cold 6 weeks ago, which is like, so then I did like the math and like, I'm going to have a cold like 10 more times this year if it keeps going like that. Or is it just because it's winter?
So is it the type of cold? Because like there are colds where like last week, for example, I had this like, I don't know if it was allergies or what, but like, it was just like, oh, my nose is stuffy, not a big deal. Like, obviously every now and then, blow a big load out of your nose, you know, but like I felt fine. But then there's the cold where you feel tired. What type of cold is it?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Okay, that's what's annoying is that like I have that cold.
What one?
Like I feel like there was like the easy cold, and then like the blow nose cold, and then like the third one is like the tired one, and like you just feel like kind of just like
right now.
Yeah, it feels like I just took NyQuil, but I didn't. And like when I woke up this morning.
It actually kind of sounds like you just woke up.
That's like the worst.
Even that laugh you just did was like so weak.
I wonder
like it was like you can't fully commit, you know, because you're so sick.
Yeah. I wonder, like, if I have the just woke up face. Because there's this face that everyone has when they just woke up. And, like, you can honestly tell. I feel like if they just woke up from a nap.
Especially, yeah, like, I mean, when they've been laying on, like, a textured fabric and, like, the side of their face looks all indented.
Oh, my gosh. That's the funniest thing because, like, one time in middle school, I was so embarrassed by it because I the pillow was, like, creased or something. And then I had to sort how to do it. And the only way to do it away is by, like, tapping your face. So then that whole entire morning, I tapped my face. And it just,
you were scared. Usually it goes away, like, by the time you go to school. Like, you had it all day.
This one lasted like 2 hours.
Oh my god, how hard did you push your face into the thing during the night?
I don't know if I like shoved it in because I had a scary dream or what happened, but...
So hopefully this cold is short-lasted because Jacob's actually coming to Los Angeles, Hollywood. He, like American Idol, when after the audition, he got a ticket to Hollywood and he's coming on Friday. So you get cured.
When I usually when I have colds, I've noticed that there was, like, one bad day, which would be today, the leading up day, which would be Monday, and then, like, two more days of kind of having a cold, and then but it will be gone. So, like, Wednesday and Thursday would just be cured, and then by Friday, I think it will be gone, but we'll hope. Yeah, but I, like, should live it like I'm American Idol, and I should, like, knock on, like, Steven Spielberg's window.
Oh, that might just get you arrested, but you can try. I actually feel so zen right now because I just did a hypnosis.
Okay. You're fucking scary. Cold eye.
I know. So apparently I read this. Somehow I stumbled across this article that was like, have you been meditating? Because I think it's because I follow the meditation Reddit. And they said, like, why are you meditating? Because they said hypnosis is the exact same thing as meditation, but with a goal. So like meditation, you're kind of just relaxing your body, you know? But hypnosis is the exact same thing. You relax your body, but then you have a goal. Like, you know, like they kind of put things in your mind.
Oh, so like you would meditate and the goal would be like it would be a long-term goal. It wouldn't be like instant, right?
I know, so I went and I Googled and I found this website. called a gray space or something, and I did this one called Calm. It's just, and I had to pay money for it, by the way, because obviously like these hypnosis people have to make money, so I paid it's kind of expensive. It was like $90, but it's a week of hypnosis. You listen to it every single day, and then apparently you're supposed to repeat it 3 times, and the scariest again? No, three, like you do it for 3 weeks in a row, and apparently you just become all calm. So like I might be a whole new person in 3 weeks. Like, I'll just come on here and, like, kind of just be monotone and, like, never really raise my voice because I'm just so calm from gray space hypnosis. This sounds like an ad.
Oh, yeah. What if, like you, like, do come on and you just, like, snap your fingers and I, like, am telling you, oh, it's like, did you hear about the cheating scandal? And then you're like, that doesn't matter. And it's like, this is what the podcast is about.
The first time I listened to the hypnosis, though, I was like, I actually almost stopped because I like got scared because like for some reason, the girl who does the narration is like, she kind of sounds scary, but then you just get used to it because she's like, all right, welcome to the hypnosis.
Oh, those are
getting more and more relaxed. And the scariest thing is, so she counts down from 5 to 1 and like, so you get like hypnotized. It doesn't really, honestly, it doesn't feel like anything, but they say it's not supposed to. Like, apparently like the hypnosis you see in the movies and stuff, like that's all fake. Like basically it just is being relaxed. Like you remember it all and everything. And like, you still have control of your body. But the scariest thing is at the end of the hypnosis, like she didn't end it. It was just like, she never like snapped me out. So I'm like, okay, like Grace, am I still in hypnosis?
Oh, that's scary because like, what if you thought you woken up, but you actually not woken up?
Yeah, because I thought it was a thing where like at the end she'd be like, okay, I'm going to count up from 5 and then you'll be awake. But like she just ended it. And she ended it with saying, you keep going deeper and deeper into relaxation. Then it was just over. And I was like, okay, well, like now I'm still stuck in Grace's hypnosis. So that's not good.
Was this like a 10-minute thing or was it longer?
Oh, it was only 10 minutes. And also, if hypnosis is real, she low-key used hypnosis to like make me want to buy more because she was like, yeah, you're already looking forward to listening to more hypnosis by Grace Space. And it's like, okay, you can't put an ad in the hypnosis.
Yeah, and say like use code.
I know, she basically, when I was in a hypnosis state, she basically told me to buy more.
That's the best idea. You should starting a business and making people get hypnotized and then saying, buy more.
Yeah, but it was all going good until she mentioned something about chakras. And I was like, okay, like, no one knows what a chakra is.
Okay, do you know what that is? Because I've seen videos how to improve your chakra, but I've never gotten into it.
I mean, I think it's just like energy fields or something. But I was like, because like, I thought hypnosis, obviously there are studies on it. Like the website is like, it's not a creepy thing. Like everything has been studied by scientists. But then when you start using chakras, it's like, that's not studied by any scientists.
Oh,
isn't that low-key just like a witchcraft thing?
And like opening your third eye so then you get to like go into another dimension or something.
Yeah, so I guess I'll check back in 3 weeks and let you guys know if the $90 for the 1 week hypnosis course was worth it.
I know, I actually want to know if it's worth it. And then I was like also wondering when you were talking, like, so it starts with hypnosis, but then like when you're like 45, so like 20 years from now, you're going to be like doing like all these scary, like I'm going to go into your house and you're going to have like a booby trap set up and be like, this was to test you if your relaxation, you know?
I know that's a scary thing. It's like it starts with like reading a self-help book and then you kind of get into meditation and then you like do yoga. Then you start to get into hypnosis and then like where else does it lead to? You know, it's like a gateway drug.
Oh, yeah. And then I've also wondered, like, it seems like all these like spiritual things are getting like bigger and like I kind of believe, so I wonder if in a while like so many people are going to be practicing them in like many years, like 20, I guess.
I know, literally give it 2 months and I'll like be buying crystals.
Oh my gosh, I spend so many racks on crystals. Aren't they expensive?
I think so. I remember like back when all these YouTubers I watched were like talking about crystals, I was like, oh my god, maybe I should buy a crystal. So like me and Matthew and our friend Kate went to a crystal shop, but it was honestly ridiculous. Like they were so expensive. And like I see some of these YouTubers and they have these giant crystals and I'm like, I'm thinking like they have literally $6,000. But like they think it helps their life. But maybe it does. Who knows?
Oh yeah. Or like when people buy a new house, they burn sage.
Oh yeah, I actually want to do that if I buy a house.
Yeah. I kind of believe that actually, because it just wait. Okay, I don't know if I'm imagining this, but didn't you do that with your old house? Or were you just thinking about it?
I wanted to, but I couldn't find anyone to do it. But it's even if it's just a placebo thing, like, why not do it?
Yeah, and, like, I feel like if you did do this, like, when you buy a house, like, I feel like you would kind of have to keep it secret.
Wait, what do you mean?
Oh, no, okay, it just sounds like you're, like, it just sounds, like, so hippie.
Oh, and I wouldn't even care if anyone knew, because that's just, like, low-key funny. Because I just be like, oh, I guess if it works, why not get the demons out?
I wonder if it, like, I feel like it does work, though. If, like, demons are hiding somewhere. Because, like, maybe you just won't, you'll stop waking up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and who knows?
It will be the same.
Who knows? You're going, oh, you know what would be the best podcast idea? Like, you pretend it's just, like, a podcast like this where you talk about random things. But yeah, secretly, like, you know how to hypnotize people. So, like, you slowly hypnotize the people listening.
Oh,
and
my
just
gosh.
Say, like, that... buy my merch.
Oh, yes. Because I feel like with YouTube videos, it's, like, 10 minutes. But I feel like with podcasts, 40 minutes, so they're halfway listening. So we could hypnotize them and do stuff.
Well, that's actually the thing that I read, because I read scientific studies about it and stuff, and there's actually no way to do that. Like, hypnosis isn't actually a thing where, like, it makes you do things like that. It's just, like, a relaxation thing.
So, like, because when I'm pitching is when it started with tick-tack, tick-tack.
Oh, no. I don't think so, at least. But so we actually have a lot to talk about this week. We decided this episode's mostly just going to be a recap of all of the most important events this week. And this week has been a shitstorm of really important stuff that matters to us all, let me tell you.
Oh my gosh, yeah, so many things have happened. And
it's basically, sadly, all revolves around the Kardashians. So if you aren't a fan of the Kardashians... Then,
oh my gosh, that's weird, because when I was thinking about us filming, like, I was planning on saying Kardashians just to, like, stole the pot.
But, yeah, so, I don't know, what do you actually think the percentages of people in the, because whenever the Kardashians do anything, it seems like it's everywhere, but, and everyone seems like they hate them, like, what do you think the percentage of people who hate the Kardashians is in America? Do you think it's, like, 50-50, or, like, 70% of people hate them or 70% of people like them? Like, what do you think it is?
So, like, I was about to say, I feel like more people hate them, But I just saw this article today about like Kylie Jenner officially being the youngest billionaire. So if you hate them, I don't think you'd be buying their products. So it's probably more like 70-30, I'm guessing. Or like 80-20. 80-20 is my guess.
Because they think so many I feel like it's 50-50. Because like there's so many people. Like our grandma, for example, just will never like the Kardashians. Like she just thinks they're actual trash. Like she just, not to put my grandma on blast here, but she doesn't think they're trash. But she just says like she doesn't respect what they do. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So do you think that, okay, so like not our grandma, because like she's just not jealous of them. I just know that. But like, do you think that people that hate on them are like secretly kind of just like they like, because those, I feel like when everyone thinks of the Kardashians, I think they do. I'm pretty sure they do work. I don't know how, but I feel like people think, oh, they just live in mansions with no work. So I feel like they're kind of jealous that in that aspect, I guess.
I think it's, I see both sides though, because there are stages where I'm like, okay, I hate them. You know what I mean? Not hate them, but you're just like so annoyed of hearing about them. It's like with anyone though, like if you hear about them too much, it's like, okay, they kind of need to disappear for a little bit and then come back, you know?
Oh yeah, that actually is like there's been periods where I don't like one of them because of a scandal. And I just like, but then like, I'm not gonna, like, I'm trying to think because there has been celebrities who I actually unfollow them because like, I think they're annoying.
Oh my God, no, that's happened with the Kardashians for me like multiple times. Like that's sad how actually mad stuff makes me. Like for example, that episode of the Kardashians where Kim told Kourtney she was so, she said, she told Kourtney she was boring to look at. And she's like, you're the least interesting Kardashian and no one likes you. You're not even pretty. And all this stuff. I actually unfollowed Kim that day, but then I've since followed her back.
Oh yeah, because I think we watched that together, and I remember like there was this big ass debate about.
I know, because it was just somehow I got so annoyed.
Well, so about that whole debate, like, have you picked a side yet? So basically, Kim just got mad at Kourtney because she wasn't gonna work for this thing that Kim was gonna do, and Kim got mad and said, "Boo, you don't work and you only care about kids." And then that's why Kim said you're the most boring to look at, because then like she only cares about kids, her kids and stuff. Only.
I don't think it's bad for Kourtney because Kourtney said like she just doesn't have these business ambitions like the other sisters, and she is working because the show's a job. So she just does that, and then that's sort of like having a part-time job, and then the rest of the time she's raising her kids, which I think is fine. I don't think there's anything wrong.
I don't know whose side I'm on with that one. Like, when it was happening, I forgot what side I was on, but I think I was on Kim's, because it was so, like, funny what she did, because that is so funny. You're the most least interesting to look at.
So let's go to the most recent scandal, the Kylie self-made billionaire. This already happened months ago, but now that was back when Forbes predicted she was going to be the youngest self-made billionaire, but today it actually happened. She crossed the billionaire mark, and she's officially a billionaire, and she's officially the youngest self-made billionaire. Self-made meaning she like didn't inherit the money. Like there's obviously so many young kids out there who are the daughters and sons of giant CEOs, and they inherit billions of dollars just by being alive. But she actually didn't inherit her money, and so she's the youngest self-made. And people are all mad because they're like, why are they saying it's self-made? Because she already had this platform and fame and everything. So where do you stand on this controversial topic that's currently splitting America?
So I saw it today, but is the people still mad? There probably is, but... So did you know, first I need to talk about how... Do you know that Mark Zuckerberg was only 2 years older than her when he became a billionaire?
I know. I saw that too. That's insane. He created the gigantic website Facebook when he was literally, what, 22?
Yeah. So I feel like it's like, to me, it's like it's crazier that he did it because like he had no fame. But like I still, but my opinion on Kylie though is that, because I just thought about it and like she is like, because she didn't inherit the money. She like inherited fame, I guess. But to me, in my world, and I'm perfectly okay with people that disagree, I think that she did own the money, and it is whole money. So I guess
she still started a giant business. I mean, even though I feel like they just are using the word self-made to cause controversy.
yeah, because like, couldn't they just not cause controversy and say she's the youngest billionaire that made it herself or something? But like,
yeah, but I mean, I guess their argument is that there's so many rich kids around the world. Like, for example, those people who I said inherit billions of dollars, all these famous people's kids, and literally so many of them, none of them have built a billion-dollar company. So she still has done something. Obviously, she had a way, like a giant head start with her. Like, she just kind of inherited followers in a way. But I still think it should be applauded that she started a billion-dollar business, even though she's famous. But I do. But then again, I still see how annoying it is. Like, I can see how someone would look at that and just be annoyed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, like, this is one of those instances where I actually understand why people would hate the Kardashians in this instance. Just because, like, it just, like, I'm on Kylie's side, but it just sounds annoying when you hear this. Because you've known her since she was, like, 10. And when you hear self-made billionaire, just, like, I can get why it might awk you. Because it's, like, bitch. You know, like, you did it. Not a normal person. Like, I get why it can be, like, a normal person wouldn't do that. Like, yeah. So do you think that, this is what I'm honestly wondering. When it first came out in, like, August or whatever, this is what I wonder. Do you think someone Kylie's age could have had the amount of followers that they had just from starting from the bottom? Just from doing Instagram since they were, like, 9? Do you think, like, someone could have that amount of followers and, like, sell that many lip kits or whatever if they...
Oh, for sure. Like, if they, like, really worked hard, I guess. But that's the funny thing about Kylie. It's just nobody knows what actually happens behind the scenes. Like, maybe she really is so involved in this business and, like, she made it from the ground up and works tirelessly and just, you know, really puts her all into it. But also, like, I feel like so many people... nobody knows. Like, for all we know, like, she literally has nothing really to do with it and just kind of slaps her name on it.
That's,
and, like,
probably,
like,
wondered.
Once a month has a meeting for 45 minutes and is like, I want a blue one. Can we do that? Yeah. But honestly, we don't know. None of us know.
That's what I've always wondered, because, like, same with, like, there's, like, so many instances where I, like, actually wonder if they actually put time into it. Because I feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like she could put time in it, but then at the same time, like, there's, like, influencers and, like, whatever, celebrities saying they work so hard on their merch. But, like, you know that they just chose a picture and put it on. You know what I mean?
Okay, now we're going to do a game. That's so true. We're going to do a game, Jacob, where you have to guess the Kardashian. I'm on a website that has all of the Kardashian Jenner's estimated net worths.
Wait, what the fuck? You planned? You have, like, okay. When you said, okay, now we have a game, I'm like, bitch, is this, like, your show? Like, a win? Like, it's so funny. It's, like, planned.
No, I put way too much work into this. I'm kidding. I literally just saw this on Twitter, so I copied and pasted it, and I was like, we're going to talk about this on the pod. So, okay. What do you think Rob Kardashian's net worth is?
Okay. $7 million.
You're close. He has an estimated net worth of $10 million. He's the poorest Kardashian at the low number of $10 million. How disgusting. I'm just kidding. That's still so much money. The fact that he's the poorest Kardashian and he somehow still has $10 million.
And I'm actually amazed by that, because he literally, the only thing that I can think of is he probably modeled and then did the sock business. So he owned $10 million from a sock business?
Well, apparently it's mostly from his salary from past seasons on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And he had his own show, Rob in China. And then the Arthur George socks apparently did kind of well, but then got a really big boost because he did a collaboration with Kylie in 2017.
Oh, like with the socks?
Yeah, so that might have boosted it a bit. Next
Something
up,
that I...
what were you going to say?
Oh, I forgot what I was going to... Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Something about him.
I'm sorry.
Okay, what's the
next
one?
Oh my god, now we're in a fight.
I know, I'm so pissed I forgot it.
Okay, what do you think Khloé's net worth is?
Wait, okay, so she's the second to least, I'm assuming.
No, I'm not doing it in order, on purpose.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to be like...
Or maybe she is the second. We don't know. You don't know.
How do they find... Okay, I get movie stars, how they might find their net worth in musicians, but how do they find out like someone like Khloe Kardashian?
Well, this is mostly Forbes specialists estimating. So they kind of know, like they kind of see the inside of the businesses. Whatever, let's just pretend it's fact, okay?
Okay. Okay, I bought horses. I don't know, like, I either want to guess like 80 or like 30.
What's your final
answer?
I'm going
to guess 35 million.
Oh my God, you're pretty close. She has an estimated net worth of 40 million.
Well, like, Oh.
But the craziest thing for her is that she's really, it says that she's dramatically grown recently. Because, like, Khloe is one Kardashian, I'm sure they're all hard workers, but she's one Kardashian where, like, I see her and I'm like, oh my God, she's hustling. You know what I mean?
I know, because I feel like something about her is, like, it seems like she always had something going, has something going
she's
on. Whether
always like, doing it. She's, like, not scared. Like, she did her own talk show, Cocktails with Khloe, that got canceled. Then she had her weight loss show. She has, like, her own brand. Like, she always seems to be, like, trying something new.
I know. She's always, like, on the streets trying to make a buck.
And so, literally, in 2013, she had $10 million. In 2016, she had $15 million. And then since capitalizing on her weight loss, she wasn't even ever fat. But since she capitalized on her weight loss and launched her Good American company, which has had the biggest denim launch in apparel history, she is now worth $40
million. Oh my gosh. So people buy, what is it? Good American. The other,
it says it made $1 million on the first day of being a brand.
Oh yeah. I heard that on the Kardashians and I watched it. That's crazy. Good yeah, American.
You were pretty right on that one. Next up, Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh. Who was like $80 million.
Okay, are you on the website cheating?
No, I'm not on the website, but
$90 million.
I feel like I kinda am cheating because I probably look these up like once a month. Because I'm always curious.
So she has $90 million from, she's obviously all of their managers, so she gets 10% of the profits. And I mean, 10% of a billionaire child, she's going to be around $90 million.
Yeah. And then, okay, so do you, okay, so I know that when I think of net worth, I just think of how much money they've made, but doesn't it like also count like their houses and stuff?
I honestly don't know. I honestly don't really know. But yeah. Next up, Kendall Jenner.
Oh, $25 million?
She has $30 million.
Oh my gosh.
And that's from last year. She made $22 million from modeling. And she's the highest paid model in the world currently.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. That's crazy that she owned like more than half of her net worth in like the last year.
Kim Kardashian, what do you think hers is?
120 million.
You really failed on this one. She has $350 million, which is still very far behind Kylie, but she still made that much from her mobile game, her emojis, her cosmetic company, and her line of perfumes.
That's crazy. I didn't know that hoes jump that high. I thought it was like all of them and then Kylie Jenner. Like I thought they were all around like the same.
Remember when she launched her app though, the Kim Kardashian Hollywood game, that was really big. And then her fragrances, I bet, you know, obviously do really well.
Oh yeah, and then in Kanye West song on the Life of Pablo, I don't know if he was lying, but he said that when Kimoji came out, they made $1 million a minute.
Oh my God. So. Well, apparently she made 300, that must have been 350 minutes. Next up on the Kardashian girls is Caitlyn Jenner. How much do you think she's worth?
I bet she owned like all of her money during like when she was on cereal boxes and stuff. I'm guessing probably like 15 million.
15?
Yeah.
She's worth 100 million.
Wait, so is this album being an Olympian?
It says that it's mostly, she had a really big book and it's from being an athlete. I think she probably made just so much back in the day, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like when you're on cereal boxes, you probably made so much.
And last but not least, we already know Kylie's worth $1 billion. What about Kourtney? Is she lower than Rob?
No, she's like, Rob was 10. I think she's above Kendall though, like 30 million.
She's 35.
Oh, million. Yeah. So she's like above Kendall and Rob.
Yeah, it said that her salary for the show is around $5 million. And that was in 2016. And it's probably like tripled since then because like E, the channel they're on, they like really upped their contracts in 2017. And then from like all of her brand deals and her brand deals with Fashion Nova and stuff. So yeah, she's worth $35 million.
It's so crazy because I always thought, I wonder if like one of them needed money, they would give it to them, like Kylie would give it to them. But now that I like put it into perspective, like none of them would ever need money. I'm assuming if they have, unless they like spend it crazy.
Maybe Rob though.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Like if because I feel like even obviously he has so much money, but I picture him to like buy all these Rolls Royces and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like obviously for like people like us, it would be like a lifetime. But I feel like obviously they buy all these bracelets, all these rings, all these cars, fancy vacations.
Literally, you actually did pretty good on that, which is, I don't know how you, maybe you should work for Forbes and be one of the financial specialists. Yeah, Kylie, officially today, Kylie crossed over the billion mark.
Okay. I don't know, like, why she's not bragging about... She should, like, do a... She obviously posted the cover, but she should, like, just to be annoying, just to cause a stir, just, like, upload a photo of her, like, laying in a bathtub of money. But I guess that's, like, that's pretty mature of her to not do that, so I'm proud.
I don't know. She probably just knows that would obviously make everyone hate her.
Yeah.
But everyone was saying that since Kylie just crossed the billionaire mark, like... Apparently, I don't know if this is true, but someone on Twitter said that whenever Kylie has these giant news things come out, Kim always posts a nude. So maybe Kim might be posting a nude soon.
Oh, yeah, because, like, I've always wondered that if, like, because I feel like it used to, back in, like, 2 years ago, it used to be such a big story that Kim was jealous of Kylie, I feel. I feel like that ever, but now, I feel like they're just used to it at this point. I feel like, obviously, when it first started, Kim was kind of jealous, though. Kind of like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Literally.
I doubted this.
So we've already talked about the Kardashians for 30 minutes, but it's not over. So
yeah, they just have so much going on that we have to move on to the next thing, which all of you guys know.
We have a middle one first, which isn't as big as the giant story. This is just kind of... So Kylie might be a billionaire, but did her boyfriend cheat on her?
Travis Scott.
It's been reported that Travis Scott cheated on Kylie Jenner. He canceled a concert on Thursday due to quote unquote sickness. But was it because of the drama with his billionaire girlfriend Kylie because he cheated on her? What are your thoughts?
So when I first heard this story, I was like, no, it isn't true. Because I just feel like if you're dating Kylie Jenner, you wouldn't do that. But then I thought about it and I thought about how I look at life. And I was thinking, I feel like if you're a billionaire, I feel like, maybe it's bad to think like this, but I feel like you probably kind of have a couple slippery slopes. Because, like, but everyone gets cheated on, I guess. But I don't know, I kind of believe it, but at the same time, I'm like, but he's a rapper, and all rappers talk about fucking hoes and stuff, so.
Oh, yeah, I thought if you date a rapper, an athlete, like a movie star or something like that, I thought you just kind of have to accept they cheat on you.
Yeah, like, I thought, yeah.
Because literally, in Kanye's rap, he always says, like, oh, I want some other bitches. I'm bored of my wife or whatever. He doesn't actually say that, but, like, you know, he said, like, he wants other bitches for Christmas or something like that.
Oh, yeah, and he wants to, like, Kardashians.
Have you ever asked your bitch for other bitches? Wasn't that a lyric?
Probably.
It was like, have you ever asked your bitch that for more bitches for Christmas?
What if he actually rapped like that? I wish he did it.
He literally brags on his albums about cheating on Kim Kardashian. So, I mean, yeah. I thought it was just like, I thought you just kind of accept it. You're like, I love you enough. Like, I know obviously you're going to cheat on me, but like, I'm the main one. Everyone else has to be on the side and maybe no French kissing.
This is what I thought too. I thought... that like when all these people marry, when all of them marry athletes and rappers, I honestly just assumed that like they will, yeah, just like Lucas said, like obviously you love me, but like it's okay if you cheat. Like it's more of just like we have kids together and I want to hang out with you sometimes. That's what I assumed. Like I honestly just thought it was like that. But I guess it's not. But honestly, I do think that Kanye cheats on Kim and she doesn't care. But maybe Kylie's different.
So everyone knows the horrible tragedy that happened this past week. Khloe Kardashian, America's older sister, she got cheated on by Tristan Thompson once again. And we were all sad because we all remember last year when we all had to watch that videotape of Tristan Thompson getting a penile rub in a club. It was caught on surveillance camera. And she was cheated on again. And that's not it. She was cheated on. But with Tristan, with her billionaire little sister's best friend, Jordan Woods.
Oh, yes. You heard it right. Jordan Woods and Tristan Thompson.
I feel like we're like the National Enquirer podcast or something. Like, this is some like disgusting tabloid podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like, so it was so funny when you said America's little sister.
Doesn't Khloe Kardashian kind of feel like that, though?
I know. Like, I feel like out of all of them, I feel like I could like actually have fun with her. You know what I mean? Because obviously if I was with it, do you agree with me?
Yeah, I always used to think I liked Khloe, but during this week, I did think she was really annoying, even though she was she was literally the one who got cheated on. But like, I don't know, she was just so annoying on Twitter because she kept posting all these emotional quotes and like sort of blaming it all on Jordan. But then she apologized and said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to blame it all on Jordan. I was just really caught in my emotions.
So like, yeah, I did feel bad for her, but then, okay, 2 days after, she posted this Instagram story of this cartoon girl crying. And then, like, that put me over the edge, because, like, it was like, boo, you're not 13 anymore. Like, you can't be okay, maybe I'm just a hater. I still follow her. But all I'm saying is that when she posted the cartoon girl crying, I was like, I honestly just thought it was funny, mostly. Because it just didn't get all the
quotes and stuff. Like, I'm picturing, like, if someone I knew in their 30s got a divorce, I'd be surprised if they posted all these, like, emotional quotes on Twitter. Because it just doesn't seem like something that you would do in real life, you know what I mean? Unless you were, like, in middle school.
Yeah, that's what I think, like, the whole thing seemed like a middle schooler thing to me. But, yeah, I did feel bad. Honestly, obviously, since they're, like, celebrities, obviously if it was someone that I actually knew, my feelings would be different, but for some reason this whole entire scenario, I didn't feel bad for Khloe just because she already got cheated on. So I was like, boo, but I don't know, I've never been in a relationship, so I don't know what that's like.
Also, to talk about, Jordan went on Will Smith's wife's Facebook show. And she gave the whole rundown of what happened. It did sound like kind of sketchy. Like, she said that she was sitting on the, like, Tristan was sitting on a chair, and she was sitting on the arm of the chair. And I was like, oh, that's not bad. Like, that's not really that big of a deal. But then she said that she was sitting on the arm of the chair and her legs were over his legs. And I was like, okay, like, you obviously, you have to that's inappropriate. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. There was some, like, there was some weird pouts where, like, it just seemed like she was trying to, like, act. I don't know. There was some, like, when she was talking about the leg thing, it was just weird. Like, it just didn't add up.
Like, if you wouldn't be able to, like, I'm just thinking right now, I'm sitting on a chair right now. Someone was sitting on the side with their legs over mine. That's pretty much like they're just sitting on your lap.
Yeah, so that part was kind of weird because she didn't admit to sitting on his lap, but she did say, like, oh, we were, like, sitting by each other. It was weird. Like, that part was kind of iffy, but do you think that she actually only kissed him? Like, no, she said that he kissed her when she left. That he kissed her. So, like, it wasn't her, like, she didn't say, like, oh, let's kiss.
You know how the psychic twins always, like, do predictions and stuff on celebrities and YouTubers? My psychic powers are telling me that this is how it went down. So all of this is fact.
Okay,
basically, Jordan got drunk at a club. And then Tristan had an after party and she was like, wait, should I go? And then she's like, oh, whatever. It's not a big deal. Like, obviously, Khloe and him are sort of separated right now. So it is kind of weird that I'm going, but at least I know the guy, so I'm going to go. So she goes, gets even more drunk. Tristan starts talking to her and then it slowly starts to get flirty. And then she's probably thinking like, oh, Khloe and him are already separated, so it's not that big of a deal. And then next thing you know, banging in the bathroom. I don't actually think that happened, but I do feel like she was kind of probably flirting with him. You know what I mean? But probably just innocently drunk. And she's also only 20. So you can't really judge anything she does because we've all been there. We've all been sloppy, blackout drunk and done horrible things. It's just part of life.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know what part to believe. Like, Lucas's facts seem real, but then at the same time, I'm like, I don't know if Jordan would, but then, yeah, it's hard to choose because, like, I know Jordan and I knew that she wouldn't do that, but at the same time,
the funniest thing about all this is we're calling them all by first names. That's the most pathetic part.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny because, like, I've made fun of people who are calling, like, YouTubers by their first name, and it just, like, but then, like, we're doing it. Didn't someone make fun of you on a flight? Like, they didn't make fun of you, but they laughed.
Jordan Woods' Facebook thing came out as we were boarding the plane to Nebraska, and I was talking about it with Matthew, like, all, I didn't realize it, but I guess loudly. And then the people in the rowboat in front of us laughed, and we're just like, oh my God, like, why are you so invested? But,
yeah, so you actually got bullied.
So, Jeffree Star, another makeup mogul, commented on the whole thing for some reason. And he want me to read exactly what he said. It's a paragraph long.
Yeah, just read it out because I've read it, but I feel like some of the people might not have.
He said, Jordan really just said that on the way out of Tristan's house, he kissed her on the mouth. That's a motherfucking lie. Y'all have been hooking up for a month or two. The whole city of Calabasas knows it. There's eyes everywhere. There's normal people that aren't famous that are your neighbors, bitch. And everyone sees everything. Y'all have been hooking up for a while. It finally came out. You're fucking shook that the truth's out. And you're trying to save your ass, girl.
Oh my... I never mean that. But now that, like... Because I'm picturing that's how he meant to say it in that voice. So now that I hear it in the voice, it kind of makes me feel bad for Jordan and Chloe. Jordan, I mean.
That's just so funny because he said that just because he lives in Calabasas, he knows all, like, all the facts on it.
Oh, yeah. So
do you think that's true? Kinda, like, maybe he does. I don't know.
So, like, I did kind of believe it, but then I thought, so, like, what if one of my neighbors, if I was kind of friends with them, I wouldn't, like, I might see a cow in their driveway. So I wouldn't know that they're, like, cheating on their husband or something. So unless he was, like, looking outside to see if Jordan walked out of the vehicle, then he might be right. But I just, like, because even if, like, in your apartment building, if you were friends with someone, wouldn't you probably not know? Unless, like, you saw them walking.
Yeah, and that brings us to the whole other conspiracy, that this whole thing is kind of planted at this exact moment in time because the new season of The Kardashians is coming out very shortly. So maybe Jeffree Star's right. Jordan and Tristan have been hooking up for months. The whole family found out months ago. Jordan didn't care. She was like, whatever, I'm with Tristan now. And then for some reason, Kris Jenner decided to launch it all and make up this whole story before The Kardashians came out, which saves Jordan because it makes her look not as bad as if she was hooking up with him for months. And also just kind of more scandalous.
Oh my, I'm not going to lie to this very second. I believe that, and I honestly kind of believe Jeffree now. But okay, but about Kris Jenner, like, I do believe that.
It's a fact.
Just because
kidding, allegedly.
That is weird.
But speaking of allegedly, Jeffree said during this whole, like, thing he was on that he said, I'm not even going to use the word allegedly because I know this is facts.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I saw that. That made me believe it even more because I was like, he's saying it. So I feel like because he does live in Calabasas, like, I don't know. So I actually do think that Kris Jenner is a mastermind and somehow she did it perfectly. But then the whole entire Chloe thing was planned then of all the tweets and stuff.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. All I gotta say is if you need someone to talk to during this hard time, you can email us at our email, leave us an emotional voicemail, and, you know, we're all together during this. This hard time.
Yeah, if you have something like this in your personal life and you need to talk about it, you can send us an email and we'll talk about it on the next. We'll expose it to the people that listen. No, we will just like give you love and stuff, you know?
So how's your cold going? Has it gotten worse over the last 45 minutes or is it good?
Ever since I've got home, it's better. Like, I don't have to blow my nose as much because this is so gross. But on the way to school, I sneezed and there was a gross ass big snot pile on my steering wheel. And you know when you drive how the steering wheel comes upside down? It almost fell on my pants, but it didn't, thankfully. But it was like a bit, no, like, I'm trying to think of like what it looks like. It looks like butterscotch pudding on the steering wheel. And when I say a lot, I'm not even joking. It was like a, think of like a tarantula. It's like that big of one, a glob. And it just was sitting there and it was gross.
You guys, I'm so sorry you had to hear that. Please don't unsubscribe for that visual.
Oh, yeah. So, and I hope you guys don't get sick from listening.
Okay, imagine if you do get contagious. Imagine if you are contagious. Because, like, not going to lie, at the very beginning of this podcast, like, I almost did feel like, oh, my God, I kind of feel tired now. Just because, like, I can hear how tired and, like, sick you are.
Oh, yeah. Like, part of me, I do kind of have a theory. Like, I have no evidence. But don't you sometimes think that, like, if you think about something enough, it kind of happens? Because sometimes for, like, 2 days at a time, not weeks, but, like, 2 days, I'm just like, I feel kind of, I think I might be getting sick in like the next couple of days. I can just feel it. And then I just like feel kind of drowsy. So I feel like if you think about things enough, you like kind of get sick. You know what I mean? I feel like that's true.
You know, it might be something to do with the chakras.
Oh yeah, it might be because my that's why I want to do all that stuff. Because what if our chakras are off and then when you put the chakras on, like I have a beautiful life, but what if when you put the chakras on, you like suddenly end up in Mykonos at Lindsay Lohan's
beach. Oh my God,
club.
This reminds me of a time I did kind of get scammed by a crystal healer in Beverly Hills a few years ago.
Oh my gosh, just because you said Beverly Hills, I feel like it was like $500 or something.
Well, I went through a stage where I was like obsessed with psychics, which if that's ever happening in your life, it probably means like it probably means like you need to just decide to do something, because why else would you be, if you're going to psychics all the time, it's kind of like you just want someone else to figure out your life for you. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. I feel like if you go to psychics all the time, you kind of just are like in a confused place. And
was at 21 years old. This was like when I was 20, 21. So anyway, I went to psychics all the time. Then I found one that I lived by. I used to live like near Beverly Hills. And I went to a psychic that was like walking distance from me, and she was in like this nice shop on Robertson. So I was like, oh my gosh, like this is probably legit. For some reason, I thought since it was on Robertson, like she for sure would be psychic. So we had a psychic session, and she kind of like got some stuff right. But when you actually think about a psychic session, people can just say vague things and like you probably just apply it to your life and think that they're right. But anyway, she was like, oh my gosh, you have so much good stuff on the horizon. But the only thing is that you kind of need a crystal cleansing. You don't have to do it, but like it will speed up things. Like you'll just find your way easier if you do that. But if you don't do it, it'll just take like a couple more years that you'll be in misery. So I was like, oh my gosh, I guess I'll do the crystal cleansing. And the sad thing is, I don't remember exactly how much it was, but I think it was like, I don't know, like 130 a session or something stupid like that. And I did one. And then I just sat on this bed. She put all these crystals on my body. And then like she would play this weird like horn thing. Like it was like this, I don't even, this bowl or something. Like she would, have you seen those bowls that are like used in meditation? Just go,
Oh yeah. Wait, I have a question. Was this like, obviously you weren't naked, but did you have your shirt on?
I don't remember. It wasn't sexual at all. Like I never got any sexual vibes, but I don't remember if I was naked or not.
Cause I'm just picturing like someone in their underwear when I think of like someone getting, it makes it more like it's touching your skin. So it's more real.
Yeah, so she did that. I didn't really feel anything, but I was like, oh, whatever. Maybe the crystals are opening the chakras. And she had a crystal on each chakra on my body. And then it would do like this weird thing. And then I was just like, whatever, I guess I'm relaxed. And then I did one more of the exact same thing. But then I just started to get creeped out because I was like, okay, this is obviously a scam. Like, this is just someone using, like, trying to scam me. You know what I mean? And so have you seen Morgan Adams is a YouTuber, and she did a whole story time about like something like this happening to her with a psychic and a crystal or something like that.
What did she like say about it? Like what was her thoughts?
Whose?
Morgan Adams.
Well, she said that basically a psychic actually just stopped her on the sidewalk and said like, you need to buy this crystal or like your life will go bad or something.
That's like scary because like then you feel like you have to.
The worst thing was I had to end up blocking this psychic's number, though, because she kept calling me and saying, you need to come in for another one. I see something in your future. You need to come in. And I was like, okay, I need to cut her out of my life. And I gave her hundreds of dollars, and learn from my mistakes. If a psychic's telling you you need to do a crystal healing, and from going to many psychics, that is a common tactic. They say, you know, stuff will get better if you do a crystal clearing.
Oh, so like crystal clearing, is that what it's called?
Or like a crystal cleanse, something like that. All I hope is what if it got me possessed?
Oh, like, oh my gosh, like what if it's like, that's scary. Like, what if it has long-lasting effects? But I don't know. I feel like that's just...
I don't think it did. What was I going to say? I feel like Los Angeles, if you are planning on becoming a scammer psychic, like, I actually believe that some people might be kind of psychic, but if you're planning on being a scam one, I feel like Los Angeles would be the best city for that.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, because I feel like there's this... Especially since, like, think about, like, the culture, like, whatever, like... Isn't there just like a bunch of actors and musicians like wanting to know when their big break's gonna
be? Yeah, like LA is where people move for the most part to like make it in the entertainment industry. There's so much uncertainty. Like nobody, it isn't like a regular job where like you apply and like you get a job and then like work your way up a company or something. It's like you sort of, everyone's story is different. You know what I mean? Like there's no like cookie cutter outline to follow. So everyone is so insecure, unsure of their life. And if you go up to random strangers who look like they're actors and say, you need to buy this crystal and you'll book the next job, probably a lot of them would buy it.
Yeah. And this psychic, just to prove Lucas's thing, is that the psychic must have made bank. How did she afford a place on Robertson? Isn't that?
Yeah.
It was such
a nice building too.
Okay. Like either she inherited money and she's doing it for fun, or... Because she must have clients that are like willing to pay so much money for it or something. If she has that,
yeah,
crazy.
Like I did it two sessions, but I'm sure like if I was literally like if someone came in like and it'd been 6 months and you've been trusting this lady with all these sessions, I'm sure it gets to the point where like she has like these deep crystal healings where it's literally $3,000 a session or something.
Oh yeah, I'm wondering how did you. Okay, because when I picture me in this situation, if the psychic called me and said, like, you need to come right now, something's going to happen tomorrow if you don't, or, like, something big's going to happen if you do this. Like, how did you not do it? Because I feel like I'd just be persuaded into it, be like, I believe it. Like, even if it didn't work the last time, it might work this time. How did, like, the break stop?
I don't know. I was just like, whatever. I just decided I didn't believe it. I was like, whatever. This is so dumb. What am I doing? Why am I going to a crystal healing? Because I never actually fully believed in it. I just wanted to try it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So for the fourth session, what did like she say that was right? Did she like say that you have a big family? Or, like, did she say that? Because I picture like she said something that was kind of like, oh my gosh, she knows me. You know?
I don't remember. I feel like she just said, like, you're not from LA. And, like, she said, I just had, like, a big change happen, which both are true and both probably would apply to anyone who went to a psychic. You probably are going to a psychic if a big change just happened.
Oh, yeah. Because when I went to a psychic, the one psychic that I've been to, like, they got nothing right. Like, they literally, so then that made me be, like, psychics, like, it was, like, 2 years ago and they got nothing right. So it made me be, like, what?
Huh? I feel like,
yeah, and then
I don't know. I just, you know, it's a slippery slope.
It would be fun to go to a medium, though.
Oh, yeah. Like, I actually fully believe in the Long Island medium on TLC.
On TLC just ruins it.
Isn't it Teresa Caputo?
Yeah, she has that big blonde tail spiked, and I believe her. I've only watched, like, a couple episodes, but, like, after this talk about psychics, I still believe that people are psychic, but I just couldn't tell. I can't tell if someone is psychic or not. You know what do you believe in psychics still?
I think that I think a very select group of people. I think even if you are psychic, though, I don't think it's the type of thing where you can sit someone down and tell them all and do a reading. I don't think it's like where you could be like, okay, ask me questions and I know the answer. I feel like it's like if you're a psychic, you get certain feelings and then you can share them with people.
Oh, yeah, because that's what I've wondered too, is that like, businesses that are psychic, like psychic businesses, because I feel like if you were psychic, you would know, like, maybe close people, like, what's gonna happen to them. But it just seems weird, like, knowing anyone that walks in.
What were you gonna say?
Oh, doing this podcast is kind of scary because, like, what if, like, in 10 years, like, one of us wants to be a psychic? And it's like, oh shit.
Well, like, I'll have to delete this real quick if that happens. Once I start my scamming business on the side here. But that reminds me of when I first moved to LA. I think I moved when I was 19 and I had my 20th birthday coming up. And I was like, you know what? For my 20th birthday, I'm going to go to like an expensive psychic. I sound like such an idiot how much money I've wasted on stupid shit like this. But so I moved to LA, was starting Marvin or whatever. And I was like, I'm going to go to an expensive psychic. It was like $200 or something. Whereas usually like psychic sessions are like $30 or something if on the side of the street, you know, at Third Street Promenade or something. But I went to a legit one on Yelp that had so many good reviews. And
how much was it?
I think it was like 200.
Okay, yeah.
But she basically, I still have the thing recorded on my phone because I recorded the whole session. Oh my God, I should listen back to that.
Oh my gosh. You could do that for a video or just like for right now, like for
but
after.
What I remember, from what I remember, like most of it, I actually want to check on my notes right now to see if I still have it. But I feel
like
I don't.
Wait, you have to listen to that after this because like, you need to tell me like if they put like said anything that was real. It's crazy.
Oh my God, I don't know where my voice memos are. Oh wait, whatever. I can't do it. Where's my voice memos?
If you search it, it will pop up.
Whatever. I can't do it right now. I'm sorry for that annoying pause that just happened in this. But from what I remember, she basically told me that I was gonna meet someone in the next year. I was shooting the show on the Paramount lot, and they were like. She said, on the Paramount lot, I'm going to meet someone who's 28. I was 20 at the time. And I'm going to date them for like 4 years. And then we'd break up, just like a happy breakup. Like both of us just weren't on board. And then she said, the show I was on right now was going to like be kind of a success, but not really. And then she said, by the time I was like 23, I was going to be executive producing a show that pretty much was like SNL. And none of that happened. So it was all fake.
Wait, but did the... What? Oh, did you tell her that you were like on Marvin and walked up Paramount, or like did she?
I think I did tell her, which is so stupid of me, but I think I did kind of like tell her over the course of the hour. But also, it was so funny because being a 20-year-old on the set of Marvin, remember I always was like looking around Paramount, being like, "Oh my God, who's it gonna be? Who's the like?"
Oh yeah,
like that's the bad thing with psychic sessions is like the whole. It kind of like the whole year I was like, oh, I guess it's going to be a 28-year-old. So then like if somebody wasn't 28, I was like, oh, well, it's not the one. So why would I even talk to them?
Oh, yeah. I swear, now that you mention this, I swear you like you didn't almost date them. But I swear like there was this you like tweeted at them or something. You talked about it in a video recently.
Wait, who?
There was like this person, this actor that you saw whacking and you tweeted them and said like, hey, you said like, you added them and said, hey, and they were probably around 28. It was someone on Glee, I think.
Oh, Andrew Rannells?
Oh, is he even gay though?
Yeah, but I don't think it was him. Oh my God, I'm so annoyed. Throughout the course of me getting new iPhones, I don't have the recording anymore.
Oh my gosh, that would be like so interesting.
But the funniest thing about the recording though, and this is why I hate Apple with their stupid ass family iCloud. It's so awkward because I didn't know my iCloud was associated with my whole family. So that my sister Stephanie, like 3 days after the psychic session was like, I just listened to like 20 minutes of some psychic session that you did. I was like, oh my God, like it went to her phone and she listened to it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, when we all showed iCloud, it also happened when like I texted one of your friends.
Oh, but that was so annoying as well. Like I remember I thought I was literally going crazy because one of my friends from back home, I kept looking and I was like, I saw these conversations on my phone that I didn't have with them. And I was so scared because like these texts were coming from my phone to them, but I never sent them. And then I found out Jacob, like being an 8-year-old at the time, was up in his bedroom on his iPad texting all my friends.
Oh my gosh, because I remember one of your friends said like, oh, do you want to visit each other when you come back to Nebraska? And then I remember I thought it was funny to say like, no. And then but like she thought you guys were in a fight or something.
Oh my God, so now that it's been years, how long were you looking at my text messages?
Okay, I think it was literally like a 2-day thing and then you found out.
Oh yeah.
Like no, cause I remember I when cause we all shared. I don't know. Okay, don't ever have family cloud. I have my own. Cause I don't know if it still works like this, but I would just like on the family iPad that your text messages would just appear, and then I didn't know who they were at first. But then like once I got to know who they like after a while, I'd I'd ask for their name. I'd be like, wait, who is this? And then I'd know who they, but it's just like, why is that even a thing on Apple's
Pop? I literally got a new iCloud immediately after all of that. So now I'm on my own iCloud, thank God. But that is so annoying how they did that. I remember being on the other side of it, though, when the family computer was connected to iMessage and we were all reading one of our sisters was in a fight with her boyfriend.
Oh my gosh, that's always the funnest thing. Like, they don't know about it and you just secretly know.
And I don't think we ever came clean about that, but we were reading these text messages about she was just like being so mean to her boyfriend. And we didn't know why because like we didn't get the full conversation. But yeah.
One of my other favorite things was when we had one laptop and everyone had Facebook on it and you could see like what their friends are talking about. It wasn't anything juicy, but it just was like fun just to look, to be snoopy.
You still look through mom's phone all the time.
Oh my gosh, something about, so my mom, I like sometimes she changes her password and one time she was like, boo, I'm not telling you. And I was like determined to find out because like, it just is like, I don't know, something that, and then sometimes I text like other family members like kind of weird things. And then like I text the other family members like, want a date? And because then they'll think that it's from like, she's trying to text this other guy. And then it just starts, it doesn't ever stop. Like everyone knows it's me, but it's just funny to me.
I remember mom actually had to like tell me to stop because I always would update her Facebook status, embarrassing things.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, one time me and Ali and Ethan posted this picture. Like, it was just a picture of us on with the photo booth on Apple. And she said, that looks offensive.
Like, what were you doing in it?
Oh, no, we just were like, I don't know, we just were doing something. And I guess she said, that's offensive. I think she was just trying to scare us.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming along on this journey. Don't give your money to psychics. Don't let the Kardashian drama affect your mental health. And talk to a therapist if need be.
Yeah, if you want to go to a psychic, then you can do you and talk to your relatives that are dead through a medium.
Bye, bitch.
Bye.
You are going deeper and deeper into hypnosis.